what are we not doing right with your money? And we do it really well. As the mayor is saying, we had an outside accountant who looked at all of our finances and had no issues, no problems. We do what we're supposed to do with the money. And with this bond measure, there'll be annual audits. There'll be a citizen oversight committee. There'll be a lot of eyes making sure that this money goes where it's supposed to if the voters choose to do so. And I also believe that it is time for us to start having public housing that the city runs in the city of Portland. As many of you know, I am from England. I'm very sorry about the Brexit vote messing everything up. And there are 60 million people that live in the United Kingdom, and there are fewer people living outside in the entire United Kingdom than there are in the city of Portland, because they have a lot of public housing, and they work hard to make it work, and they also make hard to make it cost-effective and to put people near their jobs. To me, it doesn't make any sense, and we shouldn't be locating all of the housing that will be purchased in this with this bond measure should the voters choose to subsidize it. Those should not be going in the already low-income areas of our city. We should not be putting all of the affordable housing in areas that already have affordable housing. We should be looking where else can we put it so that it puts people near to their jobs. People who live in Gresham and work in Hillsborough, it takes a long time for them to get to and from their business and their place of work. And if the jobs are in somewhere else, then we should definitely be looking at, is it legal for us to provide housing there to people who have been Portland residents for a long time? And also we should be making sure, as Commissioner Novick said, that our city remains one where teachers and nurses and others and students can afford to live. And that to me is what this bond measure is all about. And as Commissioner Fish said, it's a bond measure that was brought to us by the Welcome Home Coalition, by Multnomah County, by all of you, most of you, saying that we should do this. So again, it's your city government being responsive to what you want us to do, and I'm very proud to support it. Aye.
Else?
So I think before voters approve this measure, they would have three categories of questions about this housing issue. Those of us in this room are immersed in this issue, but not everyone is. And they would want to know, well, first of all, okay, you say there's a housing crisis. Who should act? What about those other governments? And the truth is that the federal government is locked in partisan paralysis. We hope and pray it eases sometime, but no sign of that happening enough or soon enough to make a difference in this issue. And in fact, if you look at the big issues facing cities and even the globe, like climate action, or gang and gun violence, or housing, most of the initiatives, most of the leadership, most of the innovation is happening in city governments, not at those other levels. So I think the answer is, if you look around at the big issues and what's getting done, and if you want something done on housing, we're going to need to do it ourselves, here in our community, us, this city. So I think that's a reasonable question, and I think that's the right answer, that any realistic look at that issue is going to say the city, we, the community, this community, Portland, needs to deal with our own issues there. Secondly, how should we act? Well, this council 8 months ago declared a state of emergency, and that wasn't just rhetorical. I've said since we took that action that there are really three pieces of that state of emergency: rapid action, deliberate experimentation, and real money. All three are important, and in 8 months, we have done a lot, as Dan iterated. We have taken our commitment of tax increment funds to a level that I don't believe any other city in the United States has ever committed to. We've put real money in the general fund. We've opened new shelter beds. We've gotten private sector and nonprofit folks to step up and open new shelter beds. And speaking of experimentation, I was very pleased on behalf of the City of Portland and Blanche House to accept a $300,000 gift from the Wells Fargo Foundation this weekend for them to build tiny houses with formerly homeless people here in Portland. So there's a nice piece of deliberate experimentation, if there ever was one. And again, real money. But the other how question comes to when. So when should we do this? And again, I want to go back to something that you said at the outset, Dan. Before asking our voters for money, we turned over every rock and emptied every shoebox, or whatever metaphor you want to use, closed down every department of waste, fraud, and abuse that we could find in the budget, and found every dollar that we could find in our own budget, and spent it and committed it to housing. Then we also raised this commitment of tax increment funds for the next 10 years to housing. Then we went to new construction and said, you need to pay your share. And only after doing all that are we asking ourselves as voters and taxpayers to shoulder a small part of this burden that way. And I think people have a right to expect that we would be that responsible, even if it's a crisis, and it is. Even if our neighbors are suffering, and they are, they would still want us to be responsible here in Portland. And we are. And that's why we're doing this. So thank you all for your leadership and your commitment to this work. Now let's go past this thing. Aye. And we're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you all for your support.
The room that we're at, the homeless shelter.